it's wonderful to join with you now in this little bit of time of this opening of our hearts. They can get very complicated, caught in briars, and at times a trouble because we don't feel the mercy we seek for, or we're not offering it very well to others, period. So I invite you and I to take a few moments and just rest and open our hearts and not be in the pursuit of mercy or forgiveness, but let them be what they are, a gift to us by our loving God. Mercy and love and compassion, all of them profoundly related, and all aspects, we might say, are facets, faces of God who looks into us now, who as Christians we believe came to us in Jesus Christ, the ultimate manifestation, not only of or within salvation and redemption, but this wonderful life that is ours now within this God of gentle and ongoing mercy upon mercy upon mercy, compassion poured out for us. New paragraph, no matter, no wonder. We have to sit down to receive and understand this, to sit with it in our own openness to understanding, standing under or with this, as we say sometimes. All of this action that wonderfully leads us to quiet and stillness. And interestingly enough, in that stillness, the eye of our heart opens, and we begin to see what we haven't seen, hear what we haven't heard. God's love for us. The God who came to us in many ways, and finally in Jesus Christ, that in our own human lives, by one who is God human, we would know that our journey is into the divine. Through mercy. Father Peter Schneibel offered a wonderful homily yesterday, and I think of it in light of the Feast of Francis that will soon be ours, so I may offer us another podcast opening us to Francis and his walk and understanding this, standing under it, discovering and exploring his simple prayer. It is so large and lasting, long life lived in us. O God, who are you and who am I? Sirach, the reading from Isaiah offered for this Sunday, September 24th, at has me reflecting with you this morning. This beautiful reading invites us to seek the Lord while God can be found. Call on God while God is near. So it's an emphatic recognition of God present, and that God can be found, and that God is near. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous in forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. Clearly, God is not negating our way or making us to feel helpless, but just allowing us to have a sense of the vastness and intimacy of his generous mercy, and God's forgiving us. Forgiving means that we begin to let go of things, and it's part of the journey in what we call meditation or sitting or being still or stopping to take a breath, as I'm doing now with you. It's receiving this deeper, lasting, unbelievably wonderful mercy. And so a few words from Father Peter, and then I'll leave it with you. He lent to us yesterday, in looking at the story of today's gospel, the man whose constant sense of needing people in his field for labor, brought him often to the corner of a street, and finding others, right down to the last hour, he brought them to his field, and they labored. And then at the end of the day, each received his pay. And this man gave them all the fullness of a day's labor. He paid them completely, we would say. Or for some of us, what's he doing giving everybody as much as I got when I poured myself out longer, more lasting, more deeply, more painfully into this day? Somehow mercy calls us up from this self-concern and anger, resentment, and asks us to know that beyond all else is God's fullness and abundance for us. It fires our faithfulness to God and our fullness of outpouring our own selves for others, but only if we sit still enough, breathe deep enough, explore fully, who are you, God? Who am I? Francis' phrase continues from the psalm, and rarely do we add it on. Who am I, a poor worm of man? Francis' understanding of his lowliness, not a self-degradation, but in contrast to this amazing, almighty, intimate, fully forgiving, merciful God. Now is that expectant time for us, we hear in scriptures, and so now we find that, as we hear in the wisdom literature of Sirach, now here is this compassion and mercy. Father Peter, unfolding the word from Hebrew, helped us to know images, because theology, intimate understandings of God, come out of action and the relatedness of our everyday life. And he tracks it to the love that a mother has as she holds the child to her suckling, this one. It is that merciful love that is relational, that is this holding close and feeding. Mercy is not only about sin. In fact, it's not. It's about us and our need for nourishment to live, our need for fullness of life when we're broken, our needness for care. We are hurt or angry or resentful or feeling lonely. Whatever it is, God holds us as a mother would, and as Peter said so beautifully, as a father with his firstborn, possibly, who would take great delight in this child. And though maybe as a man hadn't before, lift this child up and hold it close and kiss it. All these wonderful, tender signs of a tender and forgiving God. We see and hear and find these resting in our hearts, not in some book or distant place, yes, reflected on well by authors, but here you and I have access, present to, reception of this marvelous, overwhelming, and generous compassion and mercy of God. So breathe as you might this wonderful day. I pray that it is. It's full of sunlight here as we begin to approach the peace of St. Francis, the day when we celebrate his passing. We each, in our own passages, our ways through life, need mercy, seek compassion, and now it's ours, my sisters and brothers. It is ours. And as we pause, settle in, restfully somewhere, listening to our lives, we find the God of life within us. With mercy upon mercy upon mercy, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still. Be. Have a most blessed journey. Dan Riley and Greg Lucamelli reaching out to you today and inviting you on the way of Francis and all the holy ones who came to know God's mercy. Mm-hmm.
Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi. God, our great Creator, depth of love and wisdom, fathomless Godhead, source of all our longing, hold us your children in your tender mercy.
Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.